Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Friday, April 29th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While Nepal's king is fighting communist Maoists for control, Christians are facing an increasingly difficult time in the world's only Hindu kingdom. The attacks are coming from two fronts. Equip Nepal's Jan Viren says Maoists have closed their school, while Hindus have endangered the lives of the couple who run the orphanage that's connected to it.
I was expecting the man to call me after he had a meeting, and he didn't call. And then I called the children's home, and the oldest boy answered and told me that auntie and uncle were in prison. They believe they've been forcing people to become Christian.
Next, aid workers in Indonesia's disaster-hit Aceh province and Nias Island can extend their visas for 2 more weeks. But Operation Blessing International's Kristen Vischer says they're actually working with the government and have been asked to stay long-term. The team share the gospel through the projects, and they need prayer.
I believe it's just love in action and showing that we love them no matter what religion, race that they are. Pray for, number one, the strength of our teams. All of our teams have been there since the first of the year, and they're very tired.
And some believers recently ran toward an opportunity for evangelism. Sammy Tippett Ministries supported a 5-kilometer race to benefit Ambassadors for Christ's 4-week mission trip to Rwanda, Africa. The AFC group will leave Monday, May 2nd, and return Wednesday, May 25th. A portion of the proceeds goes to the Packet of Love project aimed at Rwandan orphans. The team hopes to provide a strong message of hope and of Jesus' love in a nation still divided by tribal tensions. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.